saying.
I guess it sort of makes me sad a little bit that a lot of fathers seem to prefer the hammock on Father's Day. Mother's Day attendance is always up. Father's Day always seems to be down. So what is it that we try to do as fathers? What is it that we're on about? Well, there's lots of different ways we might talk about it. But at least one of them is that at best, fathers want to bring a little glimpse of the kingdom in that tiny community known as the family. Remember that in the scripture, there are really two different meanings to the idea of the kingdom of God. There is the kingdom of God as in heaven, that place to which we are promised when our time on earth is done and we pass away and we go to be with the Lord in heaven, and there is that kingdom of God. But there is also a kingdom of God that we experience here in this life. And it is that place where God's ways hold sway, where we treat one another with the love and nurture and kindness and respect that God asks of us, and where we live that out in active ways, and those give us a little glimpse, a little window onto the kingdom. And at least one way of understanding what fathers do is to try to bring a little of that to bear in the life of a family. Now, Mark gives us today a couple of parables of Jesus about the kingdom of God. Two of them both about seeds and growth, although they make a little bit different points. The first one is rather ordinary and unremarkable on the surface of it. The guy goes out to scatter some seed. And then he goes to bed, and he gets up, and he goes to bed, and continues on with his life, and lo and behold, the stuff grows. The stalk comes up, and then the ear of grain comes up on the top, and he doesn't know where it's come from. But then suddenly the harvest time comes, and he gets out the sickle, whacks it down, and he harvests it, and he reaps the benefit of that which he does not understand. Now, of course, that's a cycle that they saw all the time. But Mark thought the parable worthy of reporting. I think for this reason, Mark is the only one that tells us this parable, by the way. The mustard seed is in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. All three of them tell us about the mustard seed, which is the next one. But this one is about the guy scattering the seed. The others didn't bother to record it. I suppose it seemed boring to them. But Mark's point, and the reason Jesus told the parable, is that we don't understand how it works. It is God's design that we can scatter seed, and lo and behold, it germinates, and it grows, and the rains come to water it, and the soil is there to nourish it. All the pieces are there that it needs to grow and strengthen, and to finally produce that head of grain that we can then use to either plant more or to make bread to nourish ourselves or our animals or whatever it may be. There's nothing that you or I do to make that happen. The farmer may appreciate the results. The farmer may even think that they're pretty clever to plant them. But in the end, it is God who has designed the health and the growth and the multiplication. We have no control. The earth simply produces as it was designed by God to do. The same is true in many ways for us fathers. We don't design our kids. We don't know how it all works. We scatter some seed, and we don't always know what's going to grow up where those seeds are scattered. They can take lots of different shapes and come lots of different ways. We really have only learned to steward in some small way what God has created, what God has designed. The kingdom of God is like that. His work has benefits for others in ways we don't understand. When we reach out in love and care and charity and respect and nurture to those who are around us, that is a healing and growing and health-giving and life-giving thing in ways beyond what we can control or understand. It is simply in how God has designed us, how God has created us to work. So yes, we are called to scatter the seed. We do have a part to play in scattering His love, the glimpses of His kingdom among the people that we are with. But God brings the growth. God does the healing. God is designed for the rest. Now the second parable that's recorded here focuses on the seed itself, the well-known story of the mustard seed, the tiny little seed that grows into this great big bush. Now these were virtually weeds in Jesus' day. They grew everywhere. And they were all very familiar with this little tiny seed that would grow this great big bush, and the birds would nest in it because they could find protection and shelter there. And so, what we see at the beginning is not predictive of what we will see at the end. What we see at the end goes far beyond what we could imagine from the beginning. Certainly that's true when you look at that little newborn child, and then you think about what might happen in 30 or 40 or 50 or 80 years of the life of that child. What they may experience, what they may become, what they may do, the impact they may have on the lives of others. It is the kingdom that is at work to bring wondrous things out of little mustard seeds. And that also reminds us that we don't know the impact of those small acts on our part. Those words of love and care, those words of respect, that hand of charity or help that we may give to another. We don't know what the long-term benefits of those may be. We don't know what that little tiny seed might grow into. You may be familiar with the famous story that is at all. And there's a critical turning point in that French novel where Jean Valjean has been taken into the home of the Bishop of Dien, and he's been fed a meal there and given a place to sleep. And instead, Jean Valjean steals the silverware and takes off. Well, the police find him and they bring him back to the bishop, who, shock of shock, says, "Oh, you forgot the candlesticks." And pulls the candlesticks off the mantle and gives them to him and sends him on his way with the police just standing there looking dumbfounded. And that altered 180 degrees the course of Jean Valjean's life. And he became a man of hard work and generosity and honesty and integrity in the course of his life. And then the battle of the story becomes is there redemption? Is there change? Or once a criminal, always a criminal? Well, the grace of God is that Jean Valjean can change. And we don't know what those little mustard seeds, just like the Bishop of Vienne, for all he knew, when he handed Jean Valjean those candlesticks, that was just going to be a little more money that he was going to get to sell and go do something bad with. He didn't know what he had planted. And we, when we exercise acts of love and care and charity for those around us, we don't know what those acts are going to grow into. We don't know what new shrubs might develop, what might now be able to find shelter in that new growth of God. Both parables God works in ways that we can't see or understand or predict or define. We don't get to control the results. So does that mean we just sit back and wait for God to do his thing? No. We're still to scatter the seed. We're still to plant the mustard seed. We're still to go out and cast those seeds on the ground. Yes, we try to scatter wisely, and we try to do it with some thoughtfulness. But we always need to remember that whatever our hand finds to do, whatever God sets us to, we do it remembering that the results are in his control. When we express the word of kindness to another, the results are up to God. We don't get to control that. We don't know the fruit of what we scatter any more than when we have children, we know what they're going to grow up to become. We don't know that. That we have to trust to the hand of God. But we scatter as an act of obedience, as an act of faith, as an act of trust. We scatter in service, our church, our community. We scatter love and care to those who are around us by telling others of his work and his care for each one of us. And we don't know what the results may be of